up.
Something's going to happen.
Is that so, my little frog?
I had a dream.
A dream? You hear that?
What's that?
Frogs had another dream.
Well, you can tell me all about it after you've had your breakfast.
Don't go, Papa.
Be good and obey your mother.
There are moments in life I call beginnings, when everything you've come to expect changes. You hardly ever recognize them until it's too late. And then there's nothing you can do about it. Observe a man who loves his family. He leaves his home, leaves his wife and child, and goes to the palace where he works. And he thinks he will do a day's work, and then come home.
The Sultan will receive you now. Lead the way. Gifts are usually handed to the servants to be presented later.
What?
It avoids any awkwardness. I presume that is a gift for the Sultan.
You know who I am?
Of course, it's just
then
that.
I will keep it with me.
As you please. This way. This is the menagerie. An oryx calf was born 2 days ago. The Hall of Mirrors. The Sultan designed it himself. The Gold Room. We must wait here. Sit. When the time comes, the doors will open, and I will announce your name.
As you please.
Only then step forward. There is a mark on the floor in front of the throne where you should stand. Don't worry, I will point to it when we are inside. How was your journey?
Fine.
I've never been to Amber Province. I hear it is very beautiful. My name is Bazim, by the way, of the Palace Guard. I've been assigned to look after you.
Bazim. You've just been promoted.
How did you know?
You seem so fresh. This is a new opportunity for you, isn't it? You're what, promoted from the ranks of the army?
Yes.
Well, it's a great honor to be so trusted. You know what's always interested me about Juman Bey? Everyone scurries around looking over their shoulder all the time. Why is that?
I don't know what you mean, sir. We are fortunate to serve under such a mighty and benevolent ruler.
Of course.
Ah, they are ready. Come.
One more thing. Keep your head bowed at all times, and only speak when you are spoken to.
Effendi Red, emissary of Maya.
Good afternoon, Your Majesty, and greetings from my queen.
Your queen? Indeed.
Stand here, please. Remember what I told you.
I trust Your Majesty is in good health today.
His Majesty would like an explanation.
An explanation?
The new governor sent by the Sultan, perhaps you will explain the humiliation he endured at Maya's hands.
I have not come prepared to discuss any business that is...
Well, I suggest that you get prepared, because that is what the Sultan wishes to discuss. And I suggest you choose your words very carefully. His Majesty is a patient man, but this... this outrage.
Stripped, naked, paraded through the city with a bucket of manure on his head,
This is my chosen representative!
Yes, regarding that.
That outrage.
Incident.
Yes?
I have no specific details or message to convey from my queen, Your Majesty. But I think you can take it that Maya's message is implicit in the outrage, if you wish, itself.
His Majesty would like to know what is the purpose of your visit.
I've come to convey my Queen's detailed instructions.
What are you talking about? Instructions for what?
The surrender of the city. The procedure for handing over control of the palaces, the army, the law courts, all the arms of government. And of course, His Majesty will wish to know how best to prostrate himself in front of the Queen when he presents her with his sword.
And tell me, if I fail to obey your Queen's instructions,
she will destroy you. I will leave you to consult your...
No! Please, stay where you are until the Sultan has dismissed you.
Your queen seems to be confused.
How so?
She is the mere wife of a dead provincial governor. She has no authority to rule there. The Sultan decides who governs his provinces. Over 2 years, we have been sending messages and have had no replies. And now this.
Yes, I understand your frustrations, but...
I don't want your understanding! Tell your whore bitch queen I'm going to send the governor of the Eastern Province to smash her!
Ah, yes. Kasaba.
Kadali sent orders out to him today.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And when he returns with her head on a spear...
Your Majesty, there's no need to send orders. Why don't you consult Kasaba on this right now?
What? What are you talking about?
Please, sir, no gifts here.
No, it's okay.
What are you doing? What
sir,
are you doing? Guards, take it.
Yes, Your Excellency. Leave the gift, sir. You need to come with me.
He's here.
I must insist.
Who?
The governor of the sir. Eastern province.
You must come with
Kasaba! Why don't you put your heads together now? Now, is there anything else you would like me to convey to Maya?
Tuman Bay, Episode 1, A Head Start, by John Dryden.
There's a city far away. My parents often spoke of it as if it had always been there and always would be. I'd seen it in paintings. I read of it in stories. The richest, most powerful place on earth. The center of everything. It drew people from every corner of the empire and beyond, hungry for wealth and power, or in some cases, more wealth and more power. They were dazzled by its brightness. And like moths drawn to a candle, many were burnt alive by its fire. Tuman Bay. A city I always wanted to visit. Who didn't? But not under these circumstances.
Are you going to talk to me?
I am talking to you. See?
Oh, you know what I mean. You've been sullen ever since we left port.
I don't want to go there.
You don't want to see your father?
Of course I do.
You don't want to see the great palaces and play...
I do. I want to experience everything that Tuman Bay has to offer, but... to someone else's wife.
Not that again.
I don't want to be married off to someone I've never even met.
I did it. And you can too.
I'm not you.
That one there, bring him! You! No, the other one!
I apologize, ladies, but it's better you go back to your cabin.
Why? What's happening?
It's better you go back.
Nonsense. My husband is a merchant of slaves. I've seen it all before.
Please yourself.
What do you think he did?
Doesn't matter. An example to show the others.
Does father do that to his slaves?
Of course. It's the only way.
He's not even flinching.
Who?
The slave. He's... It's as if he doesn't care.
They don't feel pain like us. They are barbarians.
Then what's the point of whipping him?
Ah, excuse me. The ship from Serene, due into port today.
Serene hasn't arrived.
I know. I have a consignment of 30 slaves on board. I want to sort out the levy.
It hasn't arrived yet.
Yes, I know that. I want to get the papers stamped so that when it does arrive, I can be on my way.
You can't. Not since I get here.
Well, there'll be a queue by then. Why can't I do it now?
Because I need to see the slaves before I can stamp their papers.
But that doesn't make... My wife and daughter are on the ship too. I haven't seen them for 8 months. I was hoping we might get this business out of the way before they arrive so that we could just... Never mind. Is there any news of the ship?
Nothing yet. Try tomorrow or the day after.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. What are you looking for?
What?
Domestic, labor.
No. Thank you.
Oh, I've got 4 boys from the Asir Mountains. Quite rare. Easygoing, loyal, good with children.
No, but these two, the blue eyes, where are they from?
You got family?
Yes, I have.
Children?
A daughter.
How old?
14.
Oh, then I would not consider them if I were you.
Why not?
Difficult to handle. The male especially. Unpredictable.
She has a baby.
Yeah. But she can come with or without the baby. No problem.
Do they understand? Do they speak?
That you will have to take a chance on. I have not been able to get anything out of them.
Well, give me a moment.
Of course. Take all the time you want. Just don't get too close to the cage. If you need anything, call me. I'll just... Hey, you!
What are you doing?
You, come closer. You want to stay with your baby. I understand that. I have a child, too. You're something special, aren't you? You used to wear a ring on your left middle finger. You're educated. It's all right. I'm not going to tell. I just noticed these things. What about you? Are you related? Are you the father of the child? That's right. Come. You can talk to me.
Get back!
You all right, my friend?
Yes.
I warned you, huh? Oh, that slave. I might have to sell him to the fights if I can't tame him.
Well,
you want to try something else, huh?
I think I can tame him.
Huh?
You're lucky to have been bought by me. I have contacts in the royal palace. You'll fetch a good price there because you're both educated. Education can get you anywhere in the world. That's why I'm here. You know, I know things. And you do too. So you'll probably be all right. I'm new here too, you know. Well, not as new as you. I don't know what purpose you think your silence will serve. In the end, you'll talk. I've been in this business long enough to know that. But if silence is what you prefer, fine. We'll just... But if there's one thing I know, it's when a slave is not really a slave. So where are you from? What happened? You are educated. I can tell. Please, tell me you are. You know, the Empire is ruled by slaves. Well, they came as slaves, and now they run the place. Everyone is a slave here. Well, I'm not. I'm a free man. You're lucky. Anywhere else, you would have been a slave forever. But here, if you have the right attitude, you can be anything. Anything. Even a sultan. I can see this is going to be a long...
My baby.
Huh?
What about my baby?
What is it? A boy? Girl?
Girl.
Good. Good. Good, 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 good. Well, she can be a doll.
A what?
You know, the princesses. They need dolls to play with. She might end up a friend. A good friend. A confidant. But, of course, she might get broken, thrown away. Who knows? Life is chance here. There's everything to gain, but nothing is certain. Huh? Ah!
What does a sultan do when someone has just tossed the head of his most loyal provincial governor at his feet?
Stressful morning. Why don't you take this? It is your very own Queen of the Night.
I don't want it.
But Your Majesty, it will calm your nerves.
I don't need to calm my nerves. I need the War Council. Kadali? Kadali!
Majesty.
What's happening? Is everyone ready?
I'll just check.
Where is my nephew? I want him to attend too. Yes?
Your Majesty, These are emeralds from Samara. Keep one in your pocket. It will emanate strength and wisdom.
Ah, Madhu, where have you been? Sit here. Sit. Sit! You all right?
Yeah.
I want you by my side in the War Council. It will be a useful experience. You will learn how decisions are made. Sit up. You need to be attentive and focused.
I had a dream, Uncle.
What?
A snake entered my room through the open window. I tried to find something to shoo it away, but everything I grasped hold of fell from my hands, just slipped out. So the snake came closer and entered my body and tried to come out of my left eye.
Are you? Have you been?
I don't...
Get him out of here! Doctor!
Yes?
Attend to him.
Of course, Your Majesty.
And clean it up. I suppose you've been up all night with your friends again. You're a total disgrace. If it wasn't for your mother...
Majesty, the council is ready.
I will deal with you later.
Your nephew will not be joining us, Your Majesty.
No.
Who are these people? Well, the Sultan you've met already, and his nephew Madhu, son of the brother he murdered.
I want to know how this happened.
Your Majesty?
And Kadali, the Grand Vizier, a self-serving bastard. Very good at his job.
How could Kasaba have been defeated without our knowledge? It's your job to know these things.
Ah, yes. But you see, Your Majesty, he wasn't defeated.
What do you mean?
He was killed in his own palace by someone close to him. His head was smuggled out before anyone even knew.
A spy?
Yes. One of Maya's.
Rebellion in one province, if not dealt with swiftly, will spread like disease across the Empire.
The War Council.
We need to send a clear message.
That's Kulan, the finest general in Tuman Bay. Oh, yes, and my brother, too. And a lot of other things.
Any hesitation will be seen as weakness.
It's the weak man who reacts at once, General Kulan. The strong man bides his time. This is a small provincial uprising, a province on the very edge of...
Yes. What is it?
Your Majesty, should we proceed with the punishment?
No, no, not down there. Bring him up here. I want everyone to see it.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And get the doctor. I don't want him to die too easily.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Yes, you were saying. Ah, we have nothing to fear from this self-appointed queen. Let us bide our time.
Who said anything about fear?
Majesty.
I'm not afraid.
Of course, I merely meant...
I want this bitch's head on a pole so I can see it from my bedroom window.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I agree with everything you...
Enough.
Gregor.
Majesty.
And that's me, Gregor, Master of the Palace Guard, Intelligence Chief. And a few other things, too.
You have nothing to say?
I'm more an administrator than a general. Both General Kulan and His Excellency Kadali make convincing arguments.
And which argument do you find most convincing?
You never know with the Sultan which way he'll go. Everyone here chooses their words with the utmost care. Their lives depend on it.
We need to punish her.
At last, someone is talking sense.
If I may just say, Your Majesty...
No, you may not, Kadali. We need to send a new governor. Someone to sort it out and do what I want them to do. Gregor, you have brought whole kingdoms under our control.
Oh, it seems such a long time ago, Majesty, and I cannot take the credit.
I appoint you governor of Amber Province. Take the elite army, whatever you need. Go there and restore order.
Majesty, this is indeed a great honor.
Good. Get the envoy up here.
Let's start the entertainment.
Yes, Your Majesty.
But...
Yes?
My responsibility is here. Keeping Tuman Bey safe. Keeping you safe, Your Majesty.
And who let this envoy come into my presence with carrying...
A severed head, yes.
Who was it?
Well, actually, my responsibility. But what's the point of being in charge if it's you that pays?
Your Majesty, a young officer in the Palace Guard, recently promoted. I will be dealing with him personally. Such incidents are the reason I need to remain here. General Kulan, on the other hand, a great military leader...
What are you up to, brother?
Isn't this what you wanted, brother? To take on Maya in battle?
Bring him up. You remember who I am. Where are we going?
This way, Lord Red.
Bring him into the center.
And here we go.
Your Majesty, why am I being detained? I am a mere messenger.
Of course. I know that.
Your Majesty, I must go and make preparations for the task ahead.
Sit, General Kulan. You will stay and watch.
Yes, sit, brother. You might enjoy it.
As you wish.
You say you are a messenger. Well, I have a message I would like to send to your queen.
Of course. Yes.
So you agree?
Agree? Yes. Give me any message you like.
He agrees. Let's begin, then.
You can't kill me.
And why is that?
The ovens.
What ovens?
In the palace kitchens. Were they causing some trouble yesterday? Was a dead rat found in them?
What is he talking about?
And last week, Did the water in the fountain in front of the Aldar gate go red?
Well, you have a good network.
Oh, yes. Even in the privacy of your own bedchamber. I know, for instance, Your Majesty, that your first wife, Sharjar, she had a disturbed night. What was it? A dream that she was being attacked by mosquitoes. They were everywhere, all over the kingdom.
Who are you?
You need not fear Maya and her armies. This is a kingdom that will be destroyed from within.
Shall we start, Majesty? Proceed.
One moment. Did I forget to tell you? Your nephew, Madhu, isn't it? Was he feeling unwell this afternoon? What did he have for breakfast? Was it his usual dates brought daily from the orchards of the Zaglul Plains? Huh? Oh, such a pity.
How does he know these things, Katani?
Majesty, it's a trick. He's...
He hasn't got long, I'm afraid. There is a poison working in his blood now. He will die within 2 days. It's sad. Unless...
Unless what?
He has administered the antidote.
What antidote?
The one that will be found in the palace. Don't worry, it will be found. Once I have passed safely through the gates of dawn.
Your Majesty, the first wife requires your urgent attention.
What?
Your nephew, he's unwell. The physician is with him.
Majesty, if I could press you, time is of the essence.
Release him. Escort him to the city gates. Go, go, go!
Your Majesty, generals, lords, thank you for your indulgence.
Gregor, find them, all of them. I want the spies rooted out. I want them lined up, all of them, in front of me and
Majesty, please. Why
shut up, Gadali! Gregor, you understand me?
It will be as you say, Majesty.
Come. Come through here. It's all right. I'm not going to touch your child. Look, you can sit. And not you. You stand there. I'm sorry about the mess. The builders are here. I'm preparing the house for my wife and daughter who are joining me. We are from El Sharba, in the west. You know it? So, what skills have you got? Well, you can fight, I can see that. What else? You will speak. You can ride, I assume.
Why should I tell you?
Ah, he speaks. Well, if you don't, I will beat you. I'm not going to ask you a second time. All right, Hassan, take him to the cages.
Yes, master.
Your husband?
My brother.
So who is the baby's father? Don't cry. It's just business. I'm a merchant.
You're a merchant of people?
Yes, that's what I do. I am a merchant. You are my commodity, a slave. You understand that?
I understand that very well.
Look, 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 she's smiling. The baby, she's smiling at me. What's her name? It's all right, you don't have to. She reminds me of my daughter when she was small. May I?
Please, no.
I love babies.
Please, no.
No, of course. Sabira, take her down to the cells. You're such a fool, Ibn. Never sample the merchandise. When will you ever learn?
You will tell me, because if you don't,
Your death will be unpleasant.
Sir, this is what I do. I find out what's going on in the palace. I ask questions.
You are all going to die. Don't think that you're not.
Oh, yes. And as you see, I have people executed.
Some of you may be innocent of this. But you've got to go. You're already tainted. So make no mistake, you're going to die. The question is, how? Got that? Does anyone have any questions? So, I want to know everyone whose hands were on the dates, please. From who brought them into the palace, who stoned them, who added the rose water, who ground the herbs, who carried them to the young prince's rooms. To all these questions, you will give me an answer. So, shall we start? You, what was your job?
Cook, my lord.
Were you present when the dates arrived?
Gregor, what are you doing? You're wasting your time with this lot.
Sometimes I wish I could have her executed, the Sultan's chief wife, Shajar.
Why are you not looking for the antidote?
My lady, the emissary will be passing the gates of dawn any moment now. We must wait.
Who can wait? My son is sick. He is dying, and you are just asking questions.
My men are everywhere, and as soon as the antidote appears...
And you believe this so-called ambassador?
His Majesty believes this man? Who am I to...
You are a snake. I will have your head if my son dies.
He has passed through the gates.
So, where's the antidote? Where is the antidote?
Your Majesty! Please, come quickly.
Here, drink this, my prince. He's lost a lot of fluids. I don't understand how he can be...
I'm hungry.
Extraordinary.
What did you give him?
Nothing.
You must have.
No, no.
You were attending to him all this time. What did you administer?
Nothing, I swear. Maybe the vomiting emptied his stomach of all the toxins.
It is all right. The boy is recovering.
Yes.
How are you?
What? Where am I?
My lady.
Yes.
Bring food.
A word?
Yes.
Who else has been with him, apart from the physician here?
No one. Just me.
Who's she?
Her? That's my maid. No, no. She's been with me for 10 years.
Has she had access to...
Not without my supervision. She brought the water when the physician asked. Oh, you think...
My job is to ask questions. Do you know who I am?
Master of the Palace Guard.
Come with me.
But my lady needs me.
Go with him, Miriam. It will be all right. Go.
Thank God he is better.
Yes. This way. Sit down. Just there. This is where I spend much of my day, away from all the noise of the palace. Peace. He can't hear a thing. It's like a tomb. And you know what's best of all?
No.
The knowledge that when I'm down here,
No one ever disturbs me. Are you comfortable?
Yes.
Good. Now tell me who you work for.
My lord, what are you...
No questions. You leave that to me. Just answers. Who do you work for?
What, Lady Shajar, of course.
You seem nervous. Are you nervous?
A little.
Why would you be nervous?
I don't know. I feel like I'm being accused of something terrible.
If you're innocent, you have nothing to fear.
Like the kitchen staff. Did they have nothing to fear?
What are you doing? Stay seated.
But my lord, I want to show you something.
Don't touch me. Stay back. What's this? No, no. What is it? Flying death? Moonseed? Hemlock?
They are among us.
Who?
First a few, and now many.
Who do you belong to?
One of them is inside you, too. She would wake inside your head.
Who?
The Queen. You might have seen her in your dreams. You think her armies are nothing, but this is an empire that will be destroyed from within. All you can do is save yourself.
What do you mean?
Find that thing which Maya desires. Take it to her.
What does she desire?
The heart of the Empire.
You need to be more specific. Tell me. I can make you tell me.
Maya doesn't want the palaces or the Empire. She wants what she can hold in her hands.
Which is what? If you tell me, I can help you.
Oh, but how can I trust you?
How can I trust you?
Yes. How can you?
Look, you can make this difficult for yourself, or you can make it easy. I can make you talk.
No. You can't. Hemlock.
What?
The answer to your question. Hemlock. For me, not you.
No. No!
The mind remains sharp to the end. While the muscles die slowly.
You will tell me what Maya wants.
You don't need me to tell you. You're inquisitive. You're powerful. You can find it if you want to.
Find what? If I don't know what I'm looking for, how can I find it?
The time has come.
No. No, wait, wait. You will tell me! I could have handled that better. Yes?
Excellency, the officer of the palace guard you wanted to question has been apprehended.
Where is he?
In the cells.
Good. I'll come shortly and... No, just execute him.
But I...
Yes, what is it?
I thought you wanted to interrogate him.
He has nothing of any use to me. He's nobody. Oh, the girl's dead. Dispose of her.
Sit here, Mother. The air will do you good.
I didn't know her then, but I wish I could have disposed of this girl, too. Because she was to be the cause of my... well... my fall.
Captain? Captain! How much longer?
If the wind keeps up, the morning. You see the tower on that headland? We call it the Mad Sultan.
Why?
They put a sultan there once. Bricked up all the doors and windows. There was just a hole to pass food in. They say he's still in there, and if you listen carefully, you can hear the screaming. Listen. Can you hear it?
No.
Well, when you hear the screams, you'll know we're in safe waters.
I don't believe you. It's just the wind. You seem to know a lot about Tumen Bay. Are you from there?
No one is from Tumen Bay. Everyone has come from somewhere to be there.
Why?
Why what?
Why does everyone want to go to Tumen Bay? It sounds like a cruel place.
That it is. But show me a place where that is not the case.
Where we come from is not like that.
Then why did you leave?
Well, it wasn't up to me. My father thought it would be better for his business.
You are going there to marry, I hear.
My father needs me to marry a resident of Tumen Bay in order to license his business or something.
And what business is that?
Same as you, Captain.
The sea.
Slaves.
Are you all right, madam?
Yes. I will go and lie down. Heaven, come with me.
Is everything all right?
Look! What are you doing?
It's all right, it's dead. There are always rats on ships.
There's blood oozing from his nose. How did it die? Mother!
Oh, I'm sorry. I just need to...
Come, you need to lie down. Don't worry. Captain, send someone to clean up.
Captain.
What is it?
You need to come down to the aft hold, Captain.
Why? What's happened?
What is it?
Just come, please.
It's nothing. Take care of your mother.
Lie here, Mother. Rest. Everything will be all right. You'll see. You'll see.
Episode 1 of Tumen Bay, A Head Start, featuring Rufus Wright, Olivia Popica, Matthew Marsh, Rad Rawi, and Alexander Siddick, was written and directed by me, John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumen Bay is created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbay.com.